So I got involved because some of my cousins were involved, but also high schoolers came and encouraged us in middle school about the FFA opportunities. So I got involved in some of those leadership opportunities, and then got really interested in the agricultural industry through working on a vegetable farm and just finding out things in my agriculture classes.
Which really brings up something that is unique with FFA and changed dramatically, and that is it is not the farm kid by any aspect anymore, that it's limited to that membership.
Right. We're seeing that so much. Yes, farm kids and production agriculture students are a nice part of FFA. We also have a lot of students that are getting involved in that agri-science or also getting excited about production agriculture, even though they didn't grow up in it.
What's the best way to get to those? Is it in junior high with the exploring, or what's the best way to expose a young student to what this organization has to offer?
I would say definitely introducing them a little bit in junior high, just going over, if you don't have an ag program in your middle school, just going over there and telling them about what FFA offers, what you can get involved in the agricultural education classes, and telling them about it, but also making them feel like they're going to be included in that. That's a huge part of it, because they want to feel included.
They do want to join things, don't they?
Right. They definitely do.
Especially at that age, it just seems. You do have a variance from chapter to chapter, though. I mean, some chapters offer more diverse programs than other chapters do.
Right. You'll see some in central Wisconsin, being the dairy belt of the state, a lot of more animal science or some even dairy science classes that are accredited with the local technical college. But then you go down to southeastern Wisconsin, where I'm from, and you're seeing a lot more agri-science. Close to Milwaukee, close to the city, it's a little bit more science-based.
And we should mention Milwaukee. That's something new for you this year.
Right. Milwaukee Vincent is a new chapter, which is extremely exciting. They have greenhouses up. They have veterinary medicine classes. They have an aquaponic system in their classroom. Really neat chapter.
How hard of a sell is this for a school board? This is an elective class, and school boards are looking to cut budgets.
Exactly. That's a big thing, is it's a choice the school board can make. And you can't have the FFA chapter without the agricultural education program. But showing them that there's, by 2020, we're going to have to fill over 132,000 jobs in the agricultural industry. And a lot of those will come from FFA members and agriculture students. That's a pretty good way to sell it.
So what are you hearing from potential employers? I mean, you visit businesses during the course of your year as well. What are they telling you as far as what they look for in a potential employee?
Well, they definitely need that head knowledge, those skills, because there's a skilled labor shortage, I should say that too, but also those soft skills. Can they communicate with other people? Can they work with a team? Are they problem solvers? Are they innovative?
Make a difference. And leadership is a big thing, isn't it?
It's huge. And I was talking to Patrick Link. He's on our Workforce and Development Council. He works for Badgerland Financial. And he said that they hire 95% of the people that he hires have an FFA or 4-H background, because he knows the skills that they have. That's why companies and businesses support FFA programs in the state, is because they know that they're gaining those skills that they'll need in the industry someday.
Now, speaking of leadership, you just had Farm Forum this weekend. Tell us a bit about what that was all about.
Well, Farm Forum is put on by FFA, but mostly by Farm Bureau. And it's a cool partnership. Farm Bureau has always partnered with FFA doing this discussion meet, and then this has been going on for 41 years. So teaching them how to advocate for our industry is a huge thing. Tim Clark told his story about how he grew up in production agriculture. They went back to grow the farm and kind of had some difficulty with that, facing the difficulty in their town board, their county board, and how they could advocate in a better way, in a positive way, of what they're doing and how they're producing that food for that area.
How do the students react to that? I mean, Farm Forum is juniors, right? Juniors in high school that attend,
right?
That?
All right. Juniors. Right. They definitely, I think some light bulbs turned on a little bit, and it was more of an interest of, wow, this really does happen, and how can I get involved? How can I continue to tell my story? I know a couple people had their phones out tweeting about it, tweeting about what we were doing and what they were learning, and that's exciting that they're sharing it via social media, but also going to go back to their chapter to do that as well.
Which brings up another point, and that is, this is an ever-changing technology. You talk about social media, which, of course, 10 years ago was yelling at the neighbor. How does the organization and how do students keep up with that ever-changing technologies and that are available out there?
Social media is a key thing, and also, you know, computers, smartphones, that's mm-hmm. a big growing thing, and also something that agriculture teachers are implementing in their classroom as well. But also, you know, we talk about how that's changing and that's rapidly changing and always learning something new about technology. The same goes for the agricultural industry. So kind of tying that in there, when I talk to students, I'll say that this is how this is changing. That's how the agriculture industry is changing.
Which
as
we
well.
Should also mention that the production agriculture is changing drastically, too, with new technologies and so on.
Definitely. It's really neat for me to go on some of the tours that we do. In September, we did over 20 of them, and I've done quite a few throughout the year, too. And I'm just in awe. And it's kind of like I'm a little kid in a candy shop sometimes. Not in a candy shop, of course. Especially if you
but
go
But that's
to,
ag-related.
Right.
Milk chocolate is, you know.
It is. And Rosendale Dairy is a perfect example in eastern Wisconsin. And for me, it was just really eye-opening and really neat to see.
That's a big farm.
it definitely is. And it was cool to see that. So then I can communicate what the depth of farms from 60 to 8,000 cows.
Which also is a challenge for agriculture, is to communicate to the consumer. And Rosendale is a prime example because it's a large dairy farm and there's a lot of connotations with large dairy farms. And yet, you know, agriculture has to portray to that consumer out there that this, we are good stewards around the clock.
Right. That's a big thing. And that's something that I've challenged myself to do. And we as a team have done that. A big thing that we talk about is we're going to tell our story. And we're going to tell the story of production agriculture as well. And whether it's a conversation at a coffee shop, which has happened to me before, where I'm sitting there practicing a speech and somebody hears something and they start asking questions, and that I know that and I've gone and visited all these places, I can then tell it because they want to know where their food is coming from, and it's our job to tell them that so someone else doesn't.
Who's this lady in the blue corduroy jacket talking to herself over here?
Right. That's kind of what
it
happened.
It draws a crowd.
It does, a little bit.
So talk a bit about your personal experience. And you said you were exposed to some of the things in the FFA and the VOAG classes.
Well, I got excited about the leadership part of FFA, and I always kind of looked at the state officers saying, that's really cool. And those are some really excited, positive people that work really hard. I definitely didn't know everything about what they were doing at the time, but something just interested me in seeing that, and it was just that excitement, that drive that they had. And so my senior year, I really wasn't sure if I was going to apply. I wasn't sure what I was going to go to school for, so it's that, I don't know, what are we going to do, that a lot of seniors go through. And a state officer came up to me and just explained everything to me and said, you know, you'd be good at doing this. I really encourage you. And so applied, ran for state office last year and served Section 10 in southeastern Wisconsin last year, and knew that I wanted to continue those connections that I had with FFA members and continue to build on those relationships that I had already started my first year, but also develop more partnerships and continue to talk about what FFA and agricultural education do for students.
So you think about the first time you met a state officer. Can you think of that?
I can, actually. It was when I was in eighth grade, and Matt Anderson, who was the state president at the time, came and spoke at our banquet. And so I remember him telling a story of how your FFA jacket can take you all sorts of places. And he told us about the time that he hit a deer when he was in official dress, and also all the time of stopping at the gas station getting a big malt cup at the out of the freezer section. So FFA jackets can really take you tons of places, and I know they've taken me those places.
That was an impressive young man. There's no question about it. So now you are having that effect on young students out there. There are young students out there who are going, that's the state president. Wow. Your thoughts on that?
It's crazy to think about that, and to think about that I can have that influence. And so just trying to be positive, but also be real and say, yeah, I struggle with some of those same things too. I get nervous when I public speak too. There's some things that I know I'm going to struggle with in college, and just sharing those same struggles, but those same joys with them as well.
One of the biggest challenges for you as a state officer is, do you in effect put your career on hold, your education on hold, or take a reduced schedule to do these 2 years of commitment that you are?
Right. And that's what a lot of people ask me. Wow, you took off 2 years to do that. And, you know, you can say I took off those 2 years, but I know that it's going to only prepare me more to work in the agriculture industry. And for me, going to be an agricultural education teacher and also hopefully to do some international ag as well. And this is teaching me a lot now of how I want to have a classroom someday.
Talk a bit about what the opportunities are out there for people who are coming out with ag backgrounds now and 5 years down the road and 10 years down the road.
Right. Well, right now we have over 300,000 jobs in our state in the agricultural industry. That's more than the city of Madison together. So that's a lot of jobs that are not just in production agriculture, but all over. And then by 2020, there's going to be over 132,000 jobs that we're going to have to fill in our state. A lot of those will be the students wearing the blue and gold jackets. Public relations specialists are one of them, veterinarians, environmental engineers, and also landscaping. Those are some of the big careers that they say are going to be growing in the next few years. But also we have a shortage of agricultural education teachers too. And we toured Brenner Tank. They're constantly hiring welders. And also Accelerated Genetics, they said they're constantly hiring AI technicians as well. So, I mean, those jobs that don't need quite as much of a degree. Some, you know, go into ag business and come back and do an AI technician position, but a lot of training and classes that you could get while still going to college, maybe for something else or anything like that. And welders, training them on the job, Brenner Tank definitely has something like that. Also, jobs that are going to need that four-year degree too.
There have been a shortage of ag teachers almost constantly, it seems, because they are attractive to industry. How many ag teachers are lost every year? They got hired by the seed company, the feed mill, or whatever the case may be. That's one of the doors open to them, isn't it?
Right, exactly. It is, because they're people that know how to communicate agriculture. So they're very attractive to agricultural businesses and can train people, kind of be that agricultural education teacher, but in a different way, training them for a program that they have at their company or training the employees there.
When a student is a freshman in high school, they have a lot of opportunities. They have a lot of things being offered class-wise, organization-wise. Why VOAG? Why the FFA?
Well, FFA is preparing students to be college and career ready, one, and also preparing them to be future leaders, future problem solvers, and agriculturalists that our world and our country needs. So definitely that route of we need them to be those future leaders. But also, I'm not going to do something wholeheartedly unless I fully enjoy it. And that's definitely why I was in FFA. It's enjoyable. It's a lot of fun. You can make those connections with other students and meet some of your best friends through FFA and grow together and learn new things. Somebody told me a quote a few weeks ago that said, there's no growth in a comfort zone and there's no comfort in a growth zone. And that's completely true in FFA. And I know sometimes when I'm in my most uncomfortable moments, I grow the most, but I'm really appreciative of those as well.
Boy, I must be growing a lot right now. Most impressive person you've met to date?
Oh, most impressive person I've met to date. Well, one I would say would be Matt Anderson. He was the first state officer I met and definitely somebody that did everything wholeheartedly. And also, I've met a few students, Seth and Tyler. They're two students that are extremely excited about production agriculture. And Seth is always just super excited and sharing what he's doing. He is at short course right now, but he redid their parlor that used to be a dairy parlor and got a loan to buy 250 dairy goats and starting his own dairy goat operation. And I keep seeing pictures on Facebook. They have so many baby goats. It's not even funny. There's so many little kids running around, and it's cool to see that what he's learned in FFA and his ag classes, he's really putting into place, and he shows that excitement.
Willing to take the next step, to pull the trigger on the next project.
Exactly, exactly.
And we haven't had a chance to really touch on the alumni, but that is certainly an opportunity for anybody to help get this program.
Yes, you didn't have to wear the blue jacket to be involved in the alumni. So I encourage people to join their alumni and just check it out. See what your FFA program is doing and see if you can help out, be a volunteer, chaperone a field trip, or help coach a judging team.